Don't look up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I feel like we've been having a lot of near misses from asteroids lately. Everyone remembers the one that exploded over Russia a year ago February, but do you remember the flyby of the asteroid 1998 QE2 just 3 months later?
With a diameter of 1.7 miles, this is larger than the asteroid that's believed to have caused the extinction of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, fortunately, 3 million miles away. But then, last February 18th, another one, 2000 EM26, the size of 3 football fields, was only 2 million miles away.
Had it been on a collision course with Earth, it could have been an extinction-level event.
And they just kept coming. On March 14th, 2014 DX-110, much smaller, but also much closer.
Passing inside the orbit of the moon.
And then finally, last Sunday, the football stadium-sized 2014 HQ-124, nicknamed the Beast.
At a range of only a little over 700,000 miles, and it's the size of a football field. That's quite big.
Thank you for pointing that out, and for the scary music. You see what's happened here? Our quest to unlock the mysteries of the universe has revealed that we live in a shooting gallery, where mindless rocks are being fired at us all the time. The Beast could have blown out a crater 3 miles wide and destroyed everything for 60 miles around. We live in a world where we could wake up one morning and New York City could be gone, or Chicago, and there'd be nobody to retaliate against. So you know what this tells me? There could never be an excuse for having a bad day, because in a universe like this, just having a day is a victory. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.